A New Kind of Black and Gold by Rebecca Wilkins. Growing up, I believed that I was outgoing, but I never had the chance to leave Louisiana and test my sense of wonder. Making a 13-hour drive to spend my summer at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, would change my perspective and outlook on life for forever. The change of scenery on my drive from the Southeast to the Midwest was mesmerizing. What was once tall pine trees lining the interstate was now flat farmlands with rows of corn and soybeans. I got off my exit for West Lafayette, Indiana, and I passed an enormous Subaru plant that takes up so much land that they have a transport system for employees to travel to different areas of the plant. I finally arrived at the pastel yellow apartment complex with the cone-shaped accents on the roof that reminded me of a castle. I was then greeted by my older brother, Ben, who's a doctoral candidate at Purdue, and his 5 months pregnant wife, Brooke. Eager of my arrival, Ben wanted to immediately give me a tour of Purdue's campus. Since the campus is less than a mile away from their downtown apartment, we took a walk that would eventually become my everyday routine to my chemistry internship. Walking out of their lobby of their apartment complex and crossing the street, we walked past a bright green Regions Bank. The first 3 blocks of our walk, we had a straight path passing various unique small town restaurants. On the left side of the first block, there was an Ichiban, which became our go-to sushi restaurant over the summer. Crossing the street, we passed a restaurant called Digby's, which had an iron-fenced courtyard entrance with tables and a stage for live entertainment. Across from Digby's was the city's courthouse. The courthouse was large enough to consume its own block in the downtown area and had large concrete staircases on all 4 sides of the building. Once we passed the courthouse, we took a left to continue to head towards the John T. Myers pedestrian bridge that would lead us to campus. The bridge crossed over the Wabash River, which feeds into the Mississippi River. If one were to successfully float down it, they would end up back home in New Orleans, Louisiana. At the end of the bridge, there were 2 paths to run and bike for locals, or you could continue straight and follow the sidewalk to campus. The sidewalk ran parallel with East State Street and had many places to see and stop along the way. There were many chain restaurants such as Wendy's, Starbucks, and Panera Bread. There were also places that I had not seen before, such as a restaurant called The Pint, which served 36 different beers on tap and allowed you to bring in outside food to enjoy with your drinks. Across from The Pint was a bright orange and black striped restaurant that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives called Triple X. Triple X was an old school diner with burgers, homemade root beer, and serves breakfast all day, and was on top of a hill that gave your calves a good workout on the way to campus. As we walked a few blocks up, I could tell we were getting closer to Purdue as all of the college bars began to appear along both sides of West State Street. There was one particular bar on the corner called Harry's Chocolate Shop that caught my attention. This chocolate shop was a speakeasy during the Prohibition and had a slogan of "Go ugly early." The antonyms of these words created the phrase "come pretty late," which is meant to mean that the speakeasy will be open late at night. This was one of the many local traditions I would learn during my internship at Purdue. The Purdue Memorial Union is the first site I saw on campus and is on the corner of West State Street and North Grant Street. In front of the Union stairs, the public are welcomed by green shrubbery that spells Purdue. Once we walked through and behind the Union, my brother leads me into a circular patio surrounded by grassy mounds, concrete steps, and benches. Although the space seems like any ordinary public outdoor area, when you stand at the center of the patio and clap your hands or speak, you're greeted by the sound of an echo. Purdue's campus buildings are all uniform and built with the same exact red brick, making the campus very confusing as all of the buildings look the same. The building where I spent majority of my lab internship was the Brown Laboratory of Chemistry. This building made itself distinct from the rest by having names of past scientists on the outside perimeter. From my lab, I had a window that looked out to the engineering fountain on campus, which had concrete slopes that you could slide down with fountains and water spouts from the ground. Beside the engineering fountain was the infamous and historical red brick Purdue clock tower that students traditionally walk under as graduates. On our walk back home, Ben wanted to show me what the Midwest was all about. Cornfields. We detoured off of the sidewalk and onto one of the blacktop paths. As we walked, we discussed what Major League Baseball stadiums we would visit this summer and that this would be his last summer before becoming a father of a baby girl. The path led into a shaded and wooded area that eventually opened up into acres of cornrows, turbines, and sunshine. This path became one of my favorite routes to run early in the morning to watch the sun rise over the growing corn stalks. Once we walked past the cornfield, we were now walking along the Wabash River and uphill to the concrete stairs that would put us back on the wide bricked pedestrian bridge back to downtown. Once we were back at the apartment, we unloaded my fire engine red Volkswagen and took the elevator to the main lobby and then onto the fourth floor where they resided. Once I walked into the small cozy apartment and through the kitchen, I went into the spare room on the right, and I was greeted by the air mattress that I would spend one of the most amazing and life-changing summers possible.